there, you're watching Proactive. Joining us today from Filter Group is Jason Sayers. So warm welcome back to you, because we're going to be talking about how your business is responding to the fact that lockdowns are beginning to, well, unlock really now, and you're experiencing an increased level of demand, as you did predict really across all of your markets, I understand. And this is as the lockdown restrictions, they're beginning to ease. And of course, vaccine rollouts are continuing as well. So let's break all this down. What exactly is happening, Jason? And good to see you as well.
Oh, hi, Katie. So look at the different markets. The US has been open in certain markets for a while now. Here in Florida, it's been pretty much open since September. But you're now seeing all the markets open. California last week, I think, opened up fully. So you're seeing everything come back to normal here. You're seeing a lot of our biggest stuff, which are the stadiums and universities, starting to come back. Stadiums are starting to come back. We're starting to service those. Universities will be in Q3. So in kind of August, September time, they start to come back. So we've still got some chunky stuff to come back. The price of cooking oil in the States has doubled in the last year. So the demand for our service has risen. And the biggest barrier we have to growth now is finding good technicians. I mean, we've got a lot of work on. We're back to pre-COVID levels already without our key customers coming back. And the demand is rising here. So we're excited in the US.
Already back to pre-COVID levels.
We are. Yeah, exactly right. So you've seen a big uptick. I mean, there's a chart we had in our presentation recently that showed, obviously, COVID franchise, which is our network revenue, beginning of last year, was up to about $4.6 million for the month. In February, dipped down to $1.3 million. So it really had reduced during COVID, back up to $4.6 million in April this year. We've had a big ramp up early this year and continues to grow over in this market.
You mentioned the third quarter there for universities. I understand sports stadiums are also going to be reopening then. Are you expecting further growth?
So it depends on the sport. So baseball's open. We're servicing those now. Ice hockey's just closing down. They're more indoor stadiums. Some states have opened those, some haven't. You've got football starting up in the fall as well, the autumn. Sorry, it's very American. Mm-hmm. And so it depends on the sport. But really, stadiums are now open. In fact, you know, people are vaccinated, people are getting out there, and everything is really opening up here.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we're hoping to fully open now in July, which is exciting for the UK.
Yeah, so the UK has been slower, as we mentioned before. It still is behind where it was pre-COVID for us in the UK, because some of our major customers are pub chains and restaurant chains there, which have been forced to stay closed until recently. Obviously, the better weather helps now. We're seeing it come back, all the PPMs, the pre-planned maintenance coming back in. We're starting to do those in the UK. And the time and effort we put in during COVID into supermarkets and fast food has now paid off. So we're doing lots more installations into those markets as well. And this month's delay we've just seen really doesn't affect us. We're ramping up pretty quickly in the UK as well.
Mm-hmm. And widespread vaccinations are presumably only ever a bonus for you going forward.
Yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. The more vaccines there are, everything opens up quicker. And restaurants in particular, people feeling comfortable eating indoors when tables are closer together, you just get more and more comfortable with it when you've been vaccinated.
Absolutely right.
And we look at our next market in Germany, where we have a presence, we're just seeing it starting to reopen now. So restaurants there are requiring vaccination cards or a negative test to go in there right now. But we have installed some of our first GRUs there in the recent month, the grease recovery units, and we're actually sending a team over there to install some more in the next couple of weeks. So we've taken the downtime to train all our franchise owners up in Germany in servicing our GRUs. So they now have multi-service franchise, and we're looking to grow that business in Germany as well.
Mm-hmm. It's really good to hear that it's all going well for you, Jason. We need businesses to get back on track as you are there at Filter Group. Thank you very much indeed for your time.
Thanks, Katie.